This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. Full approval has now been granted for farmers to employ the new Extend soybean production system. It's built around new soybean varieties which are resistant to dicamba herbicide applications. K-State Weed Management Specialist Dallas Peterson talks about what this new alternative brings to soybean growers.
The Extend soybeans, and they actually will be called Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, have resistance to both dicamba herbicide and also to glyphosate. And so it has the Roundup Ready 2 genuity trait and then the dicamba resistance or the Extend trait in them. So it's stacked with those two resistant traits. So what that will allow us to do now that we've never been able to do before is to actually apply dicamba directly to soybeans. And in fact, soybeans have always been super susceptible to dicamba over the years. So drift and tank contamination and those sorts of things have always been a problem with dicamba. So the one thing that it does, however, if you choose to purchase and plant the Extend soybeans, is it gives us that opportunity to use these dicamba products, only those that are labeled.
That was K-State Weed Management Specialist Dallas Peterson. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.